You're describing a car that couldn't possibly run, Ennis said flatly.
Tell me about it. I took the key out of the ignition. It's on an ordinary chain, but the chain's all there is. There's no fob with initials or anything.
Other keys?
No.
And the ignition key's not really a key. It's just a slot of metal about so long.
Kurt held his thumb and forefinger a key's length apart.
A blank, is that what you're talking about, like a keymaker's blank?
No. It's nothing like a key at all. It's just a little steel stick.
Did you try it?
Kurt, who had been talking almost compulsively, didn't answer that at once.
Go on, Ennis said. I'm your partner, for Christ's sake. I'm not going to bite you.
All right, yeah. I tried it. I wanted to see if that crazy engine worked.
Of course it worked. Someone drove it in, right?
Roach says so, but when I got a good look under that hood, I had to wonder if he was lying or maybe hypnotized. Anyway, it's still an open question.
The key thing, it won't turn. It's like the ignition's locked.
Where's the key now?
I put it back in the ignition.
Ennis nodded.
Good.
When you opened the door, did the dome light come on? Or isn't there one?
Curtis paused, thinking back.
Yeah. There was a dome light, and it came on. I should have noticed that.
How could it come on, though? How could it, when the battery's not hooked up?
There could be a couple of C-cells powering the dome light, for all we know. What else?
I saved the best for last, Curtis told him.
I had to do some touching inside, but I used a hanky, and I know where I touched, so don't bust my balls.
Ennis said nothing out loud, but gave the kid a look that said he'd bust Kurt's balls if they needed busting.
The dashboard controls are all fake, just stuck on there for show. The radio knobs don't turn, and neither does the heater control knob. The lever you slide to switch on the defroster doesn't move. Feels like a post set in concrete.
Ennis followed the tow truck into the driveway that ran around to the back of Troop D.
What else? Anything?
More like everything.
It's fucked to the sky.
This impressed Ennis, because Curtis wasn't ordinarily a profane man.
You know that great big steering wheel? I think that's probably fake, too.
I shimmied it just with the sides of my hands, don't have a hemorrhage.
It turns a little bit, left and right, but only a little bit.
Maybe it's just locked, like the ignition, but
you don't think so?
No, I don't.